Thank you, Jesus. This is 1:18:26. We're going to start off with a short Prophet's Corner, uncut. This is the title is Taking the Gospel into the Kingdom. As we move forward in this new year, I believe the Lord would have our focus on the gospel. Heaven or hell, the place where everyone will meet, we will meet, will eventually go. Heaven or hell, the place where everyone we meet will eventually go, is on our mind, and we're being sensitive to the Holy Spirit to steer them in the right direction. In other words, we're looking for a hook. Holy Spirit showing us the ones that we're to say something to, give a track to. I've had the Lord bring up to me about being commission-minded several times. Everywhere we go, we have this mindset, the master's business first. We are fishers of men. That's our occupation. Not fishers of fish, fishers of men. In other words, being about the master's business first and our business last. Jesus started off his ministry this way, as well as the apostles. Organized religion got us out of going out and about and having this focus. Taking the gospel. Though usually people go to church because they have need. I don't see anywhere in the scriptures where it says the reason to go to church is because you need. It does say one place you can call the elders of the church and have them pray over you if you have a need. But our focus has been all wrong. Taking the gospel should be the main goal no matter what kind of ministry we have. There is only one commission, and that is the Great Commission. I personally believe this is what should be taught to all Christians. It is biblical to go and make disciples. Jesus came to seek and to save those that were lost. That's Matthew 18:11, right here. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. He didn't come here to build another temple. Another religious institution? No. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He was showing the works of God. That's God's calling card to the world. I believe that when we focus on this, being about the master's business, the Holy Spirit will take hold with us and show us where to go and what to do in each situation. Isn't that what Jesus said his disciples did? You know, people go fishing all the time. Does all bait go to all fish? No, there's certain types of fish like different kind of bait. Right? Depending on what kind of fish it is. Only God can give us the bait. We got our hook ready waiting for the bait. Okay? Okay. When life tries to... Wait a minute, let me read this in Matthew 4, start with 12 here. Jumping ahead. Okay, Matthew 4:12. Okay. Rejoice and make exceeding glad, for great is reward in heaven. Matthew 4:12. That's what I've got here. Can I continue?
That's not Matthew 4:12.
Oh, 5:12. Okay, sorry. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast and in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, rejoice, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And it goes, talks about Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. That's the same commission we've got. God's calling card to the gospel is healing. That's going to get somebody's attention more than anything else. When life tries to weigh us down, we must take it off like Paul did when the viper fastened on his hand. He shook it off. I'm going to read it for the sake of those that are listening by tape. This is Acts 28. We cannot let our circumstances and what we're going through keep us from taking the commission. A lot of people don't do stuff because they just don't feel good and they don't feel like it. Well, what has that got to do with it? Nothing. Not a thing. Acts 28. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire, received us every one because of the present rain, because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen. See, Paul was on that ship. He didn't know what was coming next. All he knew, he'd stand before Caesar in Rome, and the angel encouraged him. And he said, I'm going to give everybody that's with you, but they didn't know what's coming next. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. That gave him an invitation to preach the gospel of the kingdom to these people and got everybody on the island healed that needed healing. What would most churchy people do? Oh my God, we ought to got to call an ambulance. Oh, you know. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief men, or the quarters were possessions of men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. It came to pass that the father Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Didn't matter what Paul just experienced, what he might have been feeling, and don't tell me he didn't feel it, because I don't believe that. He was a flesh and blood man. He shook it off. Whether he felt like it or he didn't feel like it, he was moving forward with taking the gospel to these people on this island. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they elated us with such things as were necessary. Instant in season, out of season. That's what he was about. It was about the gospel. It didn't matter. What happened in the jail after they got beaten? It says they were singing praises to God. And then the jailer, the prison was shaken. Their bonds were loose. The jailer comes in, falls down on his feet. What must I do to be saved? And he ended up preaching to his whole household that night. He had just been beaten. Just saying, we have no excuse not to take the gospel. If Paul would have given in to his circumstances, he would have probably died. But he shook it off and focused on taking the gospel to the entire island. Okay.